Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with musician Max Wellman, who performed in the Indianola Parks and Rec Tunes and Treats concert last week.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about the performance here today at the Indianola Parks and Rec Activity Center.
Well, it was a great time to just stop by and do a little music for people for an hour. I love public programs like this that people can enjoy. I was doing a bunch of Great American Songbook standards, playing and singing.
Well, talk a little bit about, you know, this genre of music and how it fits so well with the community that we have here today that came out in support of this concert.
That is something that is kind of remarkable about Indianola. Any time that I play here in any kind of setting, they know all of the songs from this era, even very discreet songs that are not super popular. So I think it's something, for whatever reason, that they really enjoy. But that's not, I mean, Indianola is a strange musical community. You've got great classical roots here, too, with the opera company and the Simpson School of Music. So it's a great arts town.
Talk about the difference between this kind of venue. You know, it's Tuesday afternoon, still great reception, compared to maybe a venue that's at night. Just kind of talk about the differences there.
Well, it's very different for me. I am used to playing pretty late at night and maybe in a darker room. but it's nice. It has a good feeling to it, almost a neighborhood kind of feeling to it. Like it's like a matinee performance. It's nice.
Well, talk about the style of music. I know when Becky was putting this together, she said it was the Frank Sinatra-type music. What drew you to that type of music?
I spent a lot of time around some older relatives when I was a little kid, and I didn't know that the music was, quote-unquote, old. And by the time I did, it was too late. I already loved it. So, but I would say it's more timeless than it is old. There's still a very vibrant culture around jazz and standards in the United States. And, you know, people from the era of 30s, 40s, 50s, maybe they naturally enjoy it more. But that's not – it has broad appeal to people younger as well.
Talk a little bit about performing in the Des Moines area. I know Indianola is a part of that, but just kind of the reception overall that you get from performances like these.
The community, the arts community in Des Moines has definitely been growing over the last decade. There's more venues and more people performing, and it's become a pretty good place to be based out of. And the other thing about it is if you're looking to do some touring, it's in close proximity to a lot of places where you can play as well, whether it's Minneapolis, St. Paul, or Omaha, or Kansas City, or Chicago. So it works out nicely.
Well, I did want to talk about, you know, if there's some young middle school or high school student that was maybe wanting to make a career out of this, what advice would you give to someone at that age who wants to maybe go forward in music?
Oh, the thing I always tell students is it is by no means impossible. There are tons and tons of people that make their living in the arts. It's a huge industry. But the most important thing at the early stages is to just spend time on it. And truly, when your parents tell you that if you practice 30 minutes a day, you'll be good, that is the truth. And if you do it, you won't regret it later on.
Well, talk about where you want to take this from here. I mean, I know this has been fun. You talked about the reception from the Indianola community. I guess, what are your goals eventually?
I've got a good thing going with the base that I have in Des Moines. I'm one of the owners over at Noche, and that keeps me very busy aside from my own performing, just managing that venue and everything. And I look forward to doing more of the touring that I've done the last couple of years and getting out every so often still to Chicago, New York, and Denver. And I feel good about the trajectory it's on.
All right, well, one final time. The reception here today at Indianola, how'd it go?
It was wonderful. Great audience, but that was exactly what I expected from Indianola.
Thanks to Max Wellman for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.